like you used, it's four of each, but you've been doing less of those rounds, meaning you only had one four-rounder.
On 3 6-rounders, you've had 3 8-rounders. Is 10 rounds next, or are you having another 8-rounder? Obviously, Nakatilia's last fight was a 10-rounder. He has fought 12, so I'm just curious, would you be willing to take that fight in a 10-rounder?
So is it a combination of hunger and, you know, wanting to be great and wanting to get to that certain tax bracket? Or is it that you're just competitive? I mean, because really, it's outside of a Loma, right? Loma did it, I said, three fights. And then you got Rigo. I think, if I'm right, Guillermo Rigondeaux did it in 12 fights.
I think Shakur 13.
It seems like you're on track to be with those names about becoming a champion in umpteen amount of fights, you know?
Keyshawn, is there a projected date? Do you have a time frame for your return? We last saw you in December.
What's more important to you in this next fight? Is Jeremiah Nakatilia's ranking being 10 and you 11, or do you think the Kambosos name is bigger than the Nakatilia's number 10 ranking? Because George Kambosos is 13 in the WBO, you are 11 in the WBO, Nakatilia is 10 in the WBO.
What'd you make of his debut at 135 pounds? I got to say, I was quite surprised.
I was impressed.
That he knocked Miguel Burchell out. It was a great knockout. And the fact that he got the knockout, I was surprised. What was your thoughts on his performance? And how do you assess him now that he's at 135?
So champ, you know, going that Nakatilia route is going to make that comparison. I said, you know, going the Nakatilia route is going to give the world, you know, is going to open up the door for the world to make that comparison.
You know that.
You know it, champ. And before you answer, here goes some more information. Keep in mind, Shakur was criticized by Tim Bradley.
Yeah.
A lot of the world's like, he didn't want to, he moved because he's a puncher. So now, if you even fight him differently,
them comparisons gonna be there.
You know, so now let's say Keyshawn doesn't use the back foot, like it's going to open up doors, you know?
And then you know how the world is. They know, everybody know how close y'all is. So it's going to be like, well, Earl said he'll fight Jermell. So
not only, what? Floyd and Mosley. It's like everybody wanted that fight. You know, I mean, it helps. Obviously, it don't have to happen next. I'm just saying it opens that door.
It's a Pandora's box. It's a Pandora's box.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And we just have to be realistic because that's the way the shit go, champ.
Imagine you knock him out. What the hell is the world going to say if you knock out Jeremiah Nakatilia? And on paper, even though Shakur beat him, that was allegedly his toughest fight because he was using the ring. Shakur's going to hate me for this. Shakur, keep in mind, me and Danny just drove 20 hours for you. So I still love you. This is just an honest assessment of what the world was saying after that fight. So you don't mind the comparisons then? you go. This gonna drive him wild though. So I'm sure you watched that fight with Shakur, and now that you want this fight with Jeremiah, how are you? I mean,
how break it down?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Yeah, I know you know you're gonna win. No, not you and Shakur. No. I'm saying since you watched Jeremiah and Shakur, now you want the fight with Jeremiah. You know, let us know how you plan on doing it.
No.
Getting the win. Yeah.
Now, I want to ask, it's kind of hard not to even bring this up because over the weekend, I'm just curious, what was you doing over the weekend, champ? Because, you know, I was tuned in to the games. I lost me some money on Sunday. How was your weekend? What'd you do this weekend? I'm curious. Okay. What about Saturday, champ? Did you tune in? You watch any TV Saturday night? Oh, was that Friday night?
What were you talking about?
Yeah, the fights. When was
it? Schofield.
Yeah.
When you put the sleeping emoji.
Yeah, Friday night. My bad. I couldn't tune in, champ. So.
So you wasn't impressed at all. You ain't impressed at all with Schofield because you put the like what is it like?
The yawning emoji.
Yawning emoji. Really? What's the definition of gritty for you? Like, what does that translate for you? I just want to know because I feel like I was watching him. And actually, this is what I said. And I said people going to kill me for saying it. I don't want you to take it completely literal, but I seen shades of Tank in there. No? Shades, Keyshawn. The explosiveness, the angles, the uppercuts. Shades of Tank, champ. And everything is with power. And you know what else I was impressed with? Everything is with power, and he didn't gas. Like, everything is with power. He could use a jab more, obviously. But everything is like a boom, boom, and never him gas. Come on. Did he gas? That was his first 10 round. I ain't see him gas. That's right.
So...
What about the angles? Were you impressed with his angles?
Keyshawn, so you said that he's a kid, that you'd bully him. Do you feel that...
I'm going to hurt that kid.
I'm gonna hurt that kid. There we go. So, do you feel that it's the age? Because I mean, he got more professional fights, more rounds, professional rounds fought. Obviously, you're decorated amateur silver medalist. But I'm curious. What do you think it is? Because you are older than him, but he does have more fights, more rounds. Now, I might have missed something, and that's probably what it is, but could you clarify, because the picture you put up, you said, all I have to say is keep your father out of grown man business, only because I don't want him taking anything personal for when I beat his baby boy up. And then in the picture, it says, fathers, be the first to take shit personal. Stay out of my way. and let me spank your baby boy for you with the crying laughing face. Then you got the clown emoji over the dad's face. Did he really say that his son would stop you in two rounds? Okay. I figured because I'm like, something had to have been said for you to come at the pops.
Nah, this ain't for kids.
They say worse all the time. Don't let them fool you.
You know, I feel like people, you know, we talk so much, right? Me and Danny do two shows a day, so we talk a lot, and a lot gets misinterpreted, right? So we obviously pick you for the win, but we are gamblers, so we also picked you for the knockout. So, you know, I was desperately thinking you was going to – I went off you. You also did interviews telling us you was going to knock this guy out, and I'm as high on you as you are on yourself, so I wanted you to be the first guy to knock this guy out. Now, I'm not a big bettor at all. Like, I literally bet $1 and $2.
$5.
The most $5. Like, you know, we do it for fun. Were you disappointed at all that you didn't get the knockout? You looked amazing. Your stamina was insane. Your output was insane. This dude is, I can't believe how durable he is. I really thought, because you never drop your pace, bro. So absolutely, she is right. This was an amazing performance. I mean, you showed levels. This guy barely touched you. Did you seek out for CompuBox? Do you know how many punches landed and how many not landed on yourself? Yeah, you did a number on him. He's just a guy that wouldn't go, and because everything was in combination too. You rarely threw a 1-2.
How much film do you watch, or is that something that you kind of leave up to BOMAC and Coach Red? So how many fights of Burgos would you say? Because, I mean, he's fought a lot of guys, so there's a lot of film out there on him. How many fights did you watch of his? Okay. Probably the Xavier Martinez, maybe. I think that was a Showtime fight, so...
You ain't lying. You ain't lying because he took shots, man. And you had a good ref in there. You had the IBF ref, Willis, Steve Willis. Yeah, man.
Yo, his reaction when you was landing combinations, he just like, oh, shit. you know his eyes get big as hell, too. His eyes just be getting big as hell whenever a big punch lands.
So you came out of there injury free, champ? Nothing, not even no hands or nothing? And again, me asking this doesn't mean I think it or don't mean that I wanted it to happen in the fight, but do you think you needed to go to the body more? I see you going to the body. I got literally the highlights on. I see you going with straight rights, uppercuts, everything. I'm just asking, now that you've watched it back, you wanted that knockout, do you think a body attack, a fiercer body attack would have played, or is this guy just not getting knocked out? Bro, you landed so many straight right. I don't know if it's the head because you hit him with so many straight rights, which is my next question. Like, are you like telling yourself during the fight, like, let me throw 1, 2, 3, let me make sure it's a 4-punch combination, or is your punch selection based off the opening? Because it just feels like, again, it's never a 1 or a 2-punch situation. It's always like you're like 1, 2, 3 or 1, 2, 3 to the body or 1, oh, here goes another right hook to the body. It's like, you know, you're not just doing the basic. Are you, were you a bit uncomfortable that you didn't have the full corner there, or was that not an issue and something that you were prepared for? I want to ask Key about a couple upcoming fights. You know, I'm going to be honest, just as a fan of the sport, I felt that the second half of last year wasn't the best. You know, definitely there were some very, very good cards and, you know, some... Could we stay on his division before you go to predictions? Because got to talk about Frank Martin.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
same division.
Yep.
He just fought and beat Michelle Rivera, it's dropped just, him to number 12, and you're 11.
I mean, yeah, you just know.
You know what?
You know, it's the street.
I mean, Schofield's on a different side of the street, and we got him. This is Keyshawn's
quote. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was the whole...
I also feel like we had you in studio, and you told me a couple things. First things first, I said, Key, why you, or do you fear that you won't, that you going to be in that Terrence Crawford situation? You told me flat out, I'm not Terrence Crawford. You know, top rank. Needed to learn who Crawford was. They know who I am because of my amateur background. And it's showing. Look at his resume. Look at your ranking. It's showing. You literally said maybe 10, 11, or 12 fights, you'll be a champion. That's a totally different route than Terrence Crawford.
Right.
So I think I also talked to you about cross promotion, and you made it clear that, again, it, you know, you're an attraction. And you know what, in this sport is entertainment. So I think that's why those doors are not closed. Do you believe there's sides of the street for yourself?
Kia, you speak on obviously getting a potential title shot either at the end of this year, beginning next year. So for you, pretty safe to say that after the Lomachenko fight, Devin moves up. And you don't think the Tank fight is a more appealing fight, being in his position? I mean, he's a free agent. He's a free agent after Loma, so he could hypothetically, you know. Obviously,
it won't be for all the belts.
It won't be for all the belts, and that's his leverage, right? Like, if one guy's on pay-per-view.
What fight is that? That ain't even happening at 135. It's 136. Technically 140 because it's 136. Remember, if you don't make weight, you at the division above.
Tank got the regular, though.
And he ain't even defending it. I do know what you're saying. That's
for sure,
the biggest fight.
For sure.
We say the same thing. We just phrase it different. We say in and around that division.
Hold on.
Because Tank fights everywhere.
Yeah, matter of fact, I want your thoughts on something. Which fight do you believe is the biggest fight? Tank Ryan or Earl versus Bud? And when I say the biggest, I'm talking about all things considered.
What?
Damn.
So how many pay-per-view buys you think that does? Champ, I need your thoughts. You know Earl's fighting Keith next, allegedly. Allegedly. You knew that? You knew it was at 54? It's going to be at 54, Champ.
Even though Keith's is mandatory at 47.
Champ. He told Brian Custer, I don't know, he ain't tell Brian Custer that, right? I was going to say something different. After that second accident, that's all we know. He was supposed to have a fight and announced it 3 days after that accident or 3 days before that accident, he said on Showtime. But because of that accident, that announcement didn't take place. So the one we got is that he's fighting at 54.
And then the WBC has...
Yeah, but he don't need those details because, you know, that's political shit. Okay. Just like your thoughts on him not defending the belts, but instead fighting Keith at 54. Yeah, he's not going to be... the WBC, we interviewed the president, and he left it wide open. He left it... This was the president's answer to us. Live, he said, we're going to let him fight. We're going to sanction the fight. We're going to see who wins, and we'll assess after the win what both men want to do. Because he left it open and said, you never know if Earl wants to stay at 54 or Thurman wants to stay at 54 or vice versa. They both want to come down. So they just going to let the fight happen and then figure it out.
And then he said that they could, that he would potentially count it
as the mandatory,
as a mandatory defense, depending how the fight goes. So,
as a fighter, you think he moved up to 54? He's been at 47 his entire career. Does he even fight Bud at 47 for all the belts again? Because you just made it clear that big fights don't need belts.
Champ, but to be fair though, you know, Floyd and Pacquiao were also two individuals that at the time they couldn't walk down the street without being mobbed by individuals. That's not really the case for like Terrence and for Terrence and Earl, and that's why personally I believe that Tank and Ryan is a bigger fight because they're just two more commercially known individuals. You get what I'm saying? So when Tank fought, I'm sure you saw at least one person. When Tank fought earlier this month, people thought it was Ryan because they got the same last name. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like they reached to the people more. You don't think that was the case with Floyd and Pacquiao? They was just worldwide known. Like, people wanted it regardless. People don't know about a BC, a BO, a BA. You know what I'm saying? There's boxes out here. There's boxes out here with NBA belts.
ABF.
No, brother. It is a NBA boxing. It's a National Boxing Association.
Oh yeah. Out of Florida.
Wherever they from, but it ain't the NBA. Everybody else knows is what I'm saying. Like people don't like at that level. I don't think people care.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think it's a better fight. I do want to be clear. I don't think it's a better fight. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, I believe, is one of, if not the best fight to be made in the sport. I do believe that is the way better fight. You know, I just...
Unless Ryan shocks the world.
Yo, if Ryan shocks... Does he have a chance? How much of a chance do you give... How much of a chance do you give Ryan Garcia, Keyshawn, against Tank Davis? Break down that fight for us. Break down that fight for us. It's not often that people get to hear, you know, the businessman speak boxing. does it go the distance?
Wow.
So in your opinion, do you feel that Luke Campbell just happened to catch Ryan, you know, I mean, it did, you bringing up the size, you know, it took him 11 with Mario Barrios, you know, who Keith Thurman couldn't get out of
it. And Keith Thurman couldn't knock out Barrios at welterweight, so remember.
Comparisons. Yo, nah, Keith, but. You just said you could see him knock him out,
and now you say you can't see him knock him out. But that's good. That's good. That's making 50-50.
Mm-hmm. For the knockout. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. For
so,
sure.
Champ, I wanted to go back to when you said Ryan going to come out there and go right at Tank. So, like Rowley did? Like, those first four rounds, you think it's going to be like that?
I want your thoughts, a couple other things before we let you go. Shakur Stevenson is number, I want to say, 3 in the WBC rankings.
He is number 3.
Number 3 in the WBC rankings. Just your thoughts on all the people turning the fight down.
Isaac Cruz, number 2. His father said no, so Shakur had to move on to William Cepeda, number 4. Golden Boy said no, so Shakur had to go to Shinshiro Yoshino at number 5. But not before talking to Gambosos, who publicly said he won't be fighting Shakur either.
What do you think? I was going to ask, what do you think of his upcoming fight, April 8th, against Shinshiro Yoshino? Even though I don't think it happens at 35, you don't even think Devin Haney would want that fight? How big do you think Shakur can get? And the reason I'm asking, because it wasn't just, 2 weeks ago, and that wasn't the first time, but, you know, we saw the recent pictures of him and Bud, you know, getting some rounds in. And I know that you have been very close to Shakur throughout the year. I found out about you because of Shakur, so... You know, I just wanted your opinion on your thoughts on how high he can get. I mean, he's already third division that he's moved up to, so. How big can you get, kid?
How tall are you?
Yeah, 54.
How long you think you staying at 35? Like, what's your goal? Okay.
So another three to four years.
So that means you definitely got that, like, they definitely got to get you cross promotion fights. Like, you're gonna have to fight like JoJo Diaz, William Cepeda,
because the other names are going to move up. Devin, like, Vasile's already 30-something. Like, these, you know, if you're going to stick around, win a title, and defend it, who do you, and matter of fact, who do you plan on winning the title from and defending versus who? You know who's in your division. This will be hypothetically him moving up.
Yeah, because the world pretty much feels that he's after Loma, he's moving up. That'll be
so
30
now
fights.
It'll be four vacant titles. They're gonna go back to their sanctioning bodies. The highest ranked fighters will fight for them. Keyshawn fight, and then if he won, who does he defend it versus that year? Because I would love to hear who you plan on fighting versus throwing names at you.
What about Lomachenko? Lomachenko's at the top of everybody's rankings.
Mm-hmm. 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 Nah, you make sense. Well, Jermaine Ortiz is a good name.
What'd you make of his performance against Loma?
You think he'd be willing to fight you? Would he feel like, I don't know. You think he'd be willing to fight you?
Nah, Jermaine Ortiz.
Jermaine Ortiz.
How'd you think Jermaine did against Lomachenko? Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, he actually wants that fight, according to his team. They've been asking for the Nakatilia fight.
Hopefully,
you think Jermaine can beat Nakatilia in your eyes? You think it's by a knockout or a decision? Yep.
Keyshawn, really quick before we do let you go, want your thoughts on the fight we was just speaking, Vasile Lomachenko, Devin Haney. How do you see that play out? And I've seen you make comments about how something about Lomachenko bringing up the weight or calling Devin a heavyweight in the ring. What was your thoughts on that? And what are your thoughts on the fight itself?
Champ, you're going to be amazing behind the mic, man. I ain't fronting. Nah, I'm not fronting, man. You are articulate. And you know how to get your point across, man. And you're a very good talker. I got a couple questions here. One from David Maldonado.
Let me get my last one off so you could, you know, do
it. Go for it. But that's sincere, though, man. I love the way you broke down all the fights earlier, whatever. I mean, and you answer our questions so thoroughly, though. No, because it's true. A lot of guys just give you these, you know, generic answers, bro. Thank you. Appreciative.
Last thing for me, Keyshawn, I don't think you have to, because obviously you're doing phenomenal things and look to continue to do phenomenal things. But deep down, inside, do you one day, you know, wish for a Andy Cruz scrap? Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I feel like as long as you're doing your thing, I don't think nobody really going to bring the shit up. I mean, look at Shakur.
Don't nobody bring up Floyd's Law.
Yeah, look at Shakur. You know what I'm saying? And if anything, Robesi
has taught us that just because you're good in the amateurs, you know, we don't know that it's going to – and don't get me wrong. He's panned out now.
Yeah, he's killing it now.
He's killing it now. But, you know, that look, anything can happen in the pros. It's not the amateurs. You know? Really? It wasn't he three time? Oh.
Cause you guys have I was gonna say cause you guys have fought more I was saying because you guys have fought multiple times before the gold medal match.
But this is why I like you behind the mic. You see, people wouldn't say that, man. That's hilarious. I don't know, man. Because nobody bring up Floyd's loss, man. I know it's 54. Listen, champ, we're on a minute deadline. So answer these last for the people as quick as possible. We only got 6 minutes left before they cut us. David Maldonado, New York City, says, how do you feel about Shakur Stevenson not being treated as the face of Puerto Rican American boxing? And how did you really score the Teofimo Lopez versus Sandor Martin fight? But did you score it, champ?
He said he ain't see it.
Okay. No, that's all good. It's all good. Eventually, Shakur's going to have that power, man, you know, where he can do what he wants. And he just got to, you know, when he does have that power, have top rank, take him to Puerto Rico, do a fight in Puerto Rico, you know. I got one from James Benitez. I think you are a talented and extremely gifted fighter, and I know you want to smoke. No, you want to smoke, but I don't think you will have a chance at 135 due to Shakur going to be the face of top rank at 135. So why not go to 140? Why not take the Heisman night from Tio? Canna in Nebraska says, this past weekend, Floyd Schofield took a unanimous decision over Alberto Mercado. With all that back and forth banter, when do you envision that fight happening? Thanks for coming on the show. Lids Low in Decatur, Georgia. What up, fella? Man, I appreciate your eagerness to fight and with anyone. I want that kid Austin fight. Make it happen for us fans. Appreciate you coming on the Boxing Voice and for talking that talk. I definitely love you, Key. I love you so much. I don't want you to get cut. 2 minute warning. Give out your social media before the producers cut the lights on us. Thank you so much, champ. This is amazing.
Appreciate it, Key.
All right.
All right.
And we're out, ladies and gentlemen.
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific.
We literally have no time left.
9 a.m. Eastern.
And that's GTO, Instagram and Twitter.
Ringwalk Danny the Boxing Voice. We out.
Peace. That was dope. Our betting show somehow, or our betting talk. And then, it's always been a thing. But he's such an honest kid that he can't hide his honesty. He was upset about the knockout. He understands, bro. He's amazing. More fighters need to be like him. Yeah. He's such, bro, the way he broke down his fight, too.
No, it was, I think, one of our better ones in a minute.
Better for him. He was